On this week's House Matters, technology advancement program to be expanded, New Kingston to become Jamaica's first smart town, and agriculture ministry to support farmers affected by recent heavy rains. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley has announced the expansion of the Technology Advancement Program, TAP. The TAP program provides training for 1,000 unattached youth aged 18 to 35 in information communications technology, digitization, and data collection. Phase 1 of the program was launched in February with a complement of 1,000 young persons. Dr. Wheatley told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the expansion of the TAP program will empower even more young persons to contribute to the growth and development of Jamaica.
The program was oversubscribed, so much so, Mr. Speaker, that we will be looking to double the cohort when this current cycle ends at the end of this year. In fact, Mr. Speaker, we'll have to change the name of the program from TAP 1000 to TAP 2000.
In the meantime, Dr. Wheatley also announced the launch of an e-care pilot project geared at using technology to enhance healthcare delivery across the island. The platform will allow patients to interact with their doctor for consultation and advice without having to visit a clinic or medical practice. The initiative is being implemented in collaboration with the Universal Service Fund and the Diabetes Association of Jamaica.
E-care will facilitate video conferencing between doctor and patient, along with affording the medical professional the convenience of sending prescriptions to the patient's pharmacy of choice. The e-care pilot will have a phased introduction at select health centers. 5,000 persons will be selected for the pilot phase, Mr. Speaker.
Doctors and their clinical support staff are to receive training in the use of e-care and how it can assist them in assessing specific parameters such as blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. E-care is expected to cut long waiting queues at public health centers, reduce overcrowding, and help citizens better manage NCDs, among other things. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says New Kingston is to be declared as Jamaica's first smart town. Dr. Wheatley says the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, has already begun implementing a smart grid and intelligent lighting system in the area. He says the next phase of the project will be the rollout of an intelligent Wi-Fi platform along the Knutsford Boulevard corridor.
In short order, Mr. Speaker, I will be tabling for cabinet consideration an MOU between the Government of Jamaica and Cisco Systems to implement a proof of concept to demonstrate this intelligent Wi-Fi platform. This approach will open numerous opportunities for local companies and innovators to provide new and enhanced services to anyone doing business, traveling through, or dining along the Knutsford Boulevard.
Dr. Wheatley says the goal is to transform New Kingston into an intelligent corridor where people can safely use their smart devices to connect to high-speed internet free of cost. Agriculture Minister Audley Shaw has announced that the government has earmarked funds to help affected farmers recover from the recent heavy rains. Minister Shaw told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that according to preliminary estimates, the agriculture sector suffered losses amounting to $76.5 million due to flooding and landslides following last week's flood rains. Close to 1,200 farmers across 10 parishes lost approximately 1,520 tons of produce and 1,649 livestock, mainly poultry.
While we are happy that the damage was not major, some of our small farmers were in fact affected and are in need of assistance, and we are committed to providing this support to get these farmers back on their feet.
Each rural constituency will get $1 million to provide support to registered farmers, while urban constituencies will receive $600,000 each. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.